Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said on the Bashani Radio App. All right, now, hey, so we're coming in the close of September, and I just got back from a spiritual retreat. I'm telling you, so I came back enlightened, even more than I already am. And so the name of this episode is called No Matter Where I Stand, It's Holy Ground. Oof. Man, look, let me tell you. So, you know, I'm single. And I'm really, really trying to change that. I'm waiting for the man to come and say, you know what, you're not going to be single no more. You're not going to sleep alone no more. You're not going to struggle with none of that shit. I don't need nobody just to sleep with to lay next to me like, you know, like I need a warm body in the bed. You know, if I really wanted to, I could put my dog in the bed. She'd just be itching to climb her punk ass up there any damn way. Little bitch be at the foot of the bed when I wake up half the time anyway. Like she snuck up there or something. So it ain't like I just need, you know, a warm body next to me. Especially if you farting and you snoring and you know, you probably on that BiPAP and shit. That's the sad part about fucking trying to date around at this age. You might end up with somebody who has a BiPAP machine or they got more fucking stomach than you do. And you on the edge of the bed just trying to fucking cool off because they bring emitting some kind of fucked up heat. And, you know, just everything about it is just uncomfortable. Uncomfortable. So, you know, I'm not just itching to rush into any of that, you know, it's got to be right. It's got to be right. So let me clarify this whole single type thing, you know, but I want chemistry. I want somebody that them just being there is comforting to my entire body, my soul, and it compliments me mentally. You know, just them being there, I want to fuck them, you know. There's so many women like don't even want to touch their man or they don't want to give him no ass. It's like, you know, I want that. I want because he has something I don't have. You know, I'm just excited that his penis get hard every time I'm in his presence. You know, that's exciting to me. I'm gonna be offended that motherfucker don't get hard no more. I'm like, what in the fuck? You know, I'm really excited about that. But that's neither here nor there. So I went on my retreat, and you know, one of the things that came out of the retreat was, oh, your husband is coming. Oh, I receive it. Don't get me wrong. I receive it, but I receive it with caution because when I used to just be in the church all the time as a single woman in the church, them hating ass church women always would be like, you single like it's some fucking curse. Instead of seeing the blessing in being single, you know, that I could get my shit done and I was doing better than they was with a husband, you know, fuck y'all. So they just would make me feel bad, you know, oh, God is going to bless you. Like, oh, woe's you, God don't like you. Oh, you divorced, so you fail. You failed at fucking being married. You failed at incorporating another motherfucker into your life and being two whole beings and expressing yourself because I decided I didn't want to be a doormat and shut my fucking mouth. So I failed at marriage. Man, fuck you. But, you know, I get it. I get it. Everybody got opinions and assholes and all of that. It is what it is. But the church ladies really don't know they did more damage than anything. That was like a form of church hurt is attacking single women in the church. You know, single women in the church catch so much hell because, like, a lot of times a single woman in church was over there being fucking surrogate helpmeets to the pastors and shit. You know, they have single women doing the bake sale, this and that. They want to keep them in service because they don't have husband. Because they don't have a husband, you got all these damn assignments that they put you on and little shit that they wanted you to do. But then here comes this old hating ass. She's fuckable. And so I need to move around and put her on some fucking babysitting duty and shit. You know, she, because single woman don't know how to cook. It got to be the bitch with all the old kids and she fat as hell. That's the one that can cook. So, You know, you can't have a single woman doing that shit. And she actually may be quite good at it and better than you. You know, that was the type of shit that kind of turned some people off to church. You know, it just is what it is. Anywho, I was trying to go to my spiritual retreat because a lot of good stuff came out. I didn't go in it with the expectation that I'm going to stop cussing and I'm going to change into an angel. No shit like that. I just realized how blessed I am, how favored I am, and how I walk in favor. And I was just really enlightened to my own power and who I am. And it was such an amazing experience. So I came back, you know, acting like Wonder Woman and Superman and Batman and all of them, and just throw my hand out like, you know, ta-da, motherfucker. And I bullshit you not, shit was happening. I wasn't trying to. I mean, didn't nobody just fall back and knock on their ass, but, you know, I didn't try it that hard. I think if I used my spidey senses, I probably could knock you the fuck out. Probably have to ball my hand up too and just hit you like a fist. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I wasn't trying to knock nobody. I'm not trying to do nothing to nobody. I'm just trying to get my booty rubbed at night and just have somebody that I can have good conversations with and just, you know, love on them and them love on me back. I don't want for much. I really don't want for much. So, I don't know. I learned some things, though. I know a lot of you've heard about the law of attraction. You might not know what the fuck that means, but the law of attraction is so real. And, you know, we live in an attraction universe. So I was noticing a struggle. Now, mind you, I didn't know that Phoenix and Sedona, Arizona had so many damn homeless people. And they was like stuck. Like, I went in the grocery store and they was all in the damn grocery store. These are homeless people. You can look at them and tell they pushing baskets and shit, acting like they finna shop, and they just wigging the fuck out. And they were standing in the freezer section, like where, you know, the shit's in the glass and, you know, it's a little refrigerator to stay cold or whatever. And I seen them all in those different areas, and they were literally standing there as if the glass was a barrier, okay? They were standing there looking at food, talking to it. You know, I'm going to get you one these days. I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. I said, damn. And, you know, they was just going along the store. You move around. They move around. Like, they were stuck. But I didn't trip too much about it because they was white, homeless. Not that it matters. You know, homeless is homeless. You help who you want to help or whatever. You help because you help. I don't think they knew what to do with money because they were, like, really gone in the head. So, like, if I'd handle some money and fuck up their mojo, I really didn't want to experience what was going to happen if I had, you know, unlocked the code or accessed, you know, whatever the hell they was in and they come out of it. You know, just, it's kind of like sleepwalking and shit. That's how they was. Like, you know, I was always told you don't wake up a motherfucker that's sleepwalking because they turn around and snap on your ass or die. You know, you hear all them stories. So I don't fuck with people that said, yeah, you know, they was in their own world. So even if I did want to give them some money, I wasn't. You know, I was like, no, that they didn't ask. You know, it's the other motherfuckers with the sign that's asking, you know, panhandling. And, you know, the son that's sitting on the curb with a cup, they ask. But these motherfuckers wasn't asking. They were sitting over there talking to the food and you know, behind. I was like, damn, you know. And we actually did try to give a bunch of food to the homeless, but it was raining when we was leaving. And it's so funny how, where the hell did they go? Like, where, you see all these homeless when it's beautiful outside and it's hot and it's just everything. They got, but when the weather get bad, they gone. Like, where'd you go? Hello, Mr. Homeless people. Where did y'all go? I mean, I've seen under the bridges and people made, you know, they've already was living under there, especially in Houston. This no big deal. They got bridges and you need to move around. You know, same thing in Dallas. They're under there. That's, it's called the bridge. There's a homeless center right up under there, you know. But I just didn't understand that, like, y'all was right here. Where'd y'all go? Like, I don't know. Like, y'all found shelter all of a sudden. And you didn't find it when you needed it. Or Did you need it? You know, because wherever you at now, you know, just overthinking shit. That's what I'm good at, overthinking and stuff. You know, like, where did the homeless people go? But anywho, back to the title of this episode, Everywhere That I Stand Is Holy Ground, because I'm so full of greatness. I mean, honestly, this guy said, I learned that you don't declare nothing over your life other than greatness, and I am greatness. And I said, you absolutely right. You have nothing but anointing oil all over your head. You're anointed and powerful to do whatever you want. Now, somebody be like, how can she say all of that with all that cussing? Mind your business. I didn't cuss you. I didn't cuss your mama. I didn't cuss nothing. I didn't even say your name. So mind your business, because you the main person be in my inbox trying to control me and tell me what not to do. And you just the main person that be sending me a little message like I'm going to hell and you got a key. And you sending me to hell your damn self. I'm not going to your hell, okay? You fuck around and you gonna go to mine, all right? That's what the fuck's gonna happen. Anyway, don't be trying to throw me in hell because you don't like the way I do shit. Just don't. Mind your business. Mind your business. Mind your business. If anything, jump in the inbox and say, you know what? I was moved by how you was able to say everywhere you stand is holy ground. How can I get like that? How can I experience that? You know, it's all about what you experience in life. You know, what you want, what you desire, what you can have access to. And I have access to everything that's laid up for me. Because whether you like it or not, my mouth is foul and God loves me. He does. He favored me from the day I was born. Actually, before that, he favored me when I was in my grandma's womb. Mm-hmm. I've been all the way through there. I was already there. Yeah. Marinate on that. Anywho, I'm just excited about my future. I'm excited about what's to come. I'm excited because there's some amazing things coming to pass in my life. And, you know, again, I'm excited because I believe that I am going to get me a husband. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he's going to look like. I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know if he's going to be short. He's going to be tall. He's going to be dark. He's going to be light. I know one thing, damn it. He going to have some money because I'm not attracted to poor. I got to understand. Poor is not attracted to me. So that might be why me and them homeless people didn't really click. Like, you know, just was no attraction there. It was no, I wasn't drawn to do shit, you know. I'm sorry. And you know, there are people who have those gifts. They just do. I don't. And I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat it that I was not drawn to it. And it wasn't drawn to me. You know, there's no attraction to poverty for me. So that's one thing. I'm pretty sure that my future husband is going to have some type of wealth, some money, and he's not going to be broke, because those three things, poverty, broke, I'm really not attracted to. I'm not attracted to that. Like, if a man got a whole lot of shit going on and he don't have $1,000 or $10,000. Or whatever, you know, and he just starts speaking lack in his life. Like, I can't get this. I promise you, if you hear the same conversation that I hear and you hear this man talking about what he don't have and his financial situation and how bad it is, I promise you, he ain't never had no pussy from me. And I promise you, he'll never get no pussy from me, because I don't get wet. I'm not even going to get excited. I'm not even going to get naked. I'm not even going to get exposed. I'm not even going to be in the same room with this motherfucker, just me and him. I'm not even going to get, you know, I'm not attracted. You need to know what you're attracted to. I'm not attracted to struggle. I've said that. Like, you know, when I went to the prophet's service, the prophet said, you shall not struggle. I said, you shall is right. I will pay you to confirm that. Like, he knew struggle's not in you. You absolutely, you will see no struggle. I love you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir, for that word. That was a good word. That's a damn good word that you spoke over my life today in church, because, you know, I feel that. I feel that. Like, I went over all of the gifts. That's not one of my gifts. Like, my gift of would you give your last dollar? No, probably not. Not the last. I probably gave you the one before the last. The last one, I'm going to buy me something to eat. We going to eat off that dollar or whatever. I don't know. But I don't see myself really just being like that. Like, I just can't. I'm sitting on some good pussy. I refuse. If you got some good pussy, why is you broke? You know, I went off topic again. Damn. Y'all just deal with me, okay? And I hope that y'all have subscribed to Vannoy. And if you haven't, we'll talk about it soon, okay? But this is what Tanisha said. And everywhere I stand is holy ground. All right, now.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.